Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Governor Bill Lee says he will not call off Tony Carruthers' execution. Carruthers will be put to death on Thursday morning unless the courts intervene. Tens of thousands signed a petition asking Lee to show Carruthers mercy. That's due to widespread belief that Carruthers is innocent. On Tuesday, Lee issued a statement that reads in part, "After a thorough review of the case, I am upholding the sentence of the state of Tennessee and do not plan to intervene." The American Civil Liberties Union has been asking the courts to order new DNA testing since no samples tested at the time tied Carruthers to the scene. There are samples that were never run, and no samples have been compared to another suspect in the case. A federal court shot down that request this week, and the ACLU has appealed. Nashville will be the host of the 2030 Super Bowl. That's after NFL leaders voted in Orlando this morning. Although, as WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports, the city has been eyeing that event for much longer.
The promise of hosting a Super Bowl was a major factor in Nashville's decision to build a new stadium. The NFL demands venues to have a certain number of seats, parking spots, hotel rooms, and in colder places, have a dome. The current Nissan Stadium does not meet these requirements, but the new $2.1 billion stadium does. When Nashville made that decision in 2023, many people were opposed because the city and the state subsidized roughly half the cost. That's more than $1 billion taxpayer dollars. And while it's decided that Nashville will host the Super Bowl, the new Nissan Stadium is not yet done. The Titans say they hope to have the team moved in early next year. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Meharry Medical College hit 150 years of operations this year. On Saturday, it graduated its largest class ever. The ceremony took place at the Grand Ole Opry and celebrated 565 graduates. Dr. James E.K. Hildreth Sr., the school's president and CEO, praised the graduating students for their hard work, saying skills they've developed can't be replaced by AI. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.